Let's get to Phil Moss. G'day, Mossy.
Good morning, guys.
Good on you, mate. It's interesting, the Socceroos, they're going to pull out the blueprint from 2005 qualifying.
And why wouldn't you, Slats and TK? It's been 12 years since we were in a cutthroat World Cup qualifying home and away series like this, of course, against Uruguay 2005. And Gus Hiddink pulled a surprise on everyone by booking a charter flight back from Montevideo after we played the first leg against Uruguay, and it worked a treat. The plane was fitted out with treatment beds for the players, beds to sleep in, all the mod cons that really just gave us those extra 1%ers to get over the line. So FFA look like they're going to come to the party on this one for Ange Postecoglou and his squad after we play Syria in Malaysia. And that's a big help because there was some real gamesmanship going on with delaying confirmation of where the game was going to be, the kickoff time and so forth. So this just takes a lot of those logistics out of the way.
Have they got the cash?
Well, David Gallop, the FFA CEO, came out after it was announced we were playing Syria and said we'll do everything that we can and provide extra resources to Ange off the field to make sure that we get through. So
okay.
You can only read between the lines and say that that's part of the deal.
Any chance we pull out some of those players, mate, from 2005? Harry Kuehl,
like to see
Paducah.
The golden generation again.
Now, the Matildas, mate, they're bracing for revenge by Brazil.
Of course they are, Slats. You know, a team like Brazil, a football proud football nation, are hurt. And, you know, we don't forget we put a racked up a massive score on them at the Tournament of Nations in America, 6-1, and then beat them at Penrith the other day. So they'll be hurting, and they've got that world-class player in Marta, Christian. You know, these players are known the world over for their ability in the top third. So Lydia Williams, our goalkeeper, was called on for some heroics in goal the other day, and she's bracing for another onslaught up there in Newcastle tonight. But there's talk it could be another sellout. That would be incredible to sell out two games in 48 hours or 3 days.
Just sensational. Yeah, sensational.
Does Sam Kerr and Lisa Devana, do they play tonight?
Well, there is talk that Alan Stajic will rotate the squad. Mm. And he's got good depth in the squad now, and he's been working hard to create that depth. But you'd imagine he'd be trying to squeeze out every minute that he can from his superstars, and yeah. Devana and Kerr are in that bracket. So don't be surprised if they certainly play a large part in the game tonight.
Yeah. Now, Liverpool, where are they playing next, mate?
Yeah, we've got English League Cup tomorrow morning, our time, and this is an interesting one. Leicester host Liverpool tomorrow morning in the League Cup, and then they host them again in the English Premier League on the weekend. I think it's Sunday, our time. So they'll be pretty familiar by next Monday morning with each other. But Liverpool are the most successful club in EFL history, and the EFL Cup is the ex-Carling Cup. They've won it 8 times and finished runners-up 4 times, winning it for the last time in 2012. So I've got to get my money on Liverpool to get over the line in that one. Some other games, Bournemouth hosting Matty Ryan's Brighton, Aston Villa at home to Middlesbrough, Burnley host Leeds from the Championship, Aaron Moyes Huddersfield travel to Crystal Palace, where Roy Hodgson will be hoping for his first win as manager.
How's Neymar settling in at Paris Saint-Germain?
TK, stirring the pot. Looks like there could be some ego trouble starting at Paris Saint-Germain.
Surely not.
Instant. Well, you know, you look at the players that they've signed, and the likes of Mbappe, Cavani and Neymar, of course, and they beat Lyon 2-1 on the weekend to maintain their perfect start to the league this season. And but Cavani and Neymar had an argument over a penalty. Cavani ended up ripping the ball off Neymar and taking it, but he missed. It was saved. And if you take the ball off someone else in your team, you must score. And there was another incident where Dani Alves, who, of course, is a Brazilian teammate of Neymar, took the ball off Cavani and gave it to Neymar to take a free kick. So you can just sense that there's a few egos starting to appear on the surface.
I see that Wayne Rooney got a 2-year driving ban for his DUI charge. What does he do with all the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis? And
looks at them.
2 years. I think he can afford the taxis or the Ubers, but that's a hefty fine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. 2 years banned
2 years,
driving.
Yeah.
I think a 12-month community service order, and if he completes a driving course, I think it's reduced by about 24 or 28 weeks. But, yeah, he's obviously come out and apologised. A real error of judgement.
Yeah.
Well, not a good 24 hours for him after being on the losing end against Manchester United at Old Trafford the day before he got done in court.
Now, Mossy A-League signings?
Yeah, there's been a few slats. Melbourne Victory have signed Dutch winger Leroy George, who's spent 7 years in Holland with Utrecht and NEC. Melbourne City have announced they've signed a Polish youth international marquee midfielder Marcin Budzinski, 27-year-old, 200 games in the Polish top flight, played for Poland's 19s, 20s and 21s, and he replaces Nicolas Colazzo as their marquee. And Newcastle Jets have signed a Venezuelan international, number 10, Ronald Vargas, who's got 23 caps for Venezuela and played for AEK Athens, 14 goals in 50 games over there. So some good signings in the A-League.
Good on you, Mossy.
Thanks, guys. A pleasure. Speak tomorrow.